Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in. Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000. Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, and all you do. Going beyond the headlines and focus on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
First hard fact of the day, 251 new COVID confirmations yesterday. Abuja had 78, Lagos had 46, Kaduna had 27. So keep doing all you do to keep yourself safe, to protect yourself, to protect the people that you care about. If you're going out, wear a mask. Whenever you are out and about, when you're around people, give gap. Keep your distance, wash your hands, sanitize your hands, protect yourself. Protect the people that you care about. Second hard fact of the day, COVID-19 vaccines are now available, and you can get your first dose at any primary healthcare center. If it's time for your second dose, go back to where you got your first dose and make sure that you protect yourself and your loved ones. Third hard fact of the day, Hard Facts is organizing a debate competition for teenagers. It's the I Beg to Differ tournament. If you've been with us since 2018, if you've been with us since forever, you remember I Beg to Differ. You know that I Beg to Differ is a segment on this show, right? But it's come back as a tournament for children, and the winner will get a cash prize of 1 million naira. It's a scholarship for their education. 1 million naira for their future education. To qualify, you have to be a child between 13 and 17. The 17-year-old must still be in secondary school. If you've graduated, this is not for you. But if you're 17 and you're still in secondary school, then it's definitely for you. Just visit www.nigeriainfo.fm. www.nigeriainfo.fm. Now, what you're going to do when you get on the website, of course, is click on register to, to submit. I think that's what's there. Either register to attend or register to participate. I'm not sure. But you click on the I Beg to Differ tournament logo, and then choose a topic that you want to debate. Debate for, debate against, upload it, and submit. That's it. 2 minute argument for the topic, 2 minute argument against the topic, and submit. It's that simple. And may the best young man or young woman win. Thank you for listening to this show. I have a great show for you, starting with the big three. Let's talk about Pastor Funke Felix Adejumo saying that you shouldn't be friends with people who have less money than you. Then let's talk about the federal government's vaccine mandate for all federal workers. And then we'll talk about touts allegedly destroying the Apapa Port call-up system gate with a tractor. That one shocked me when I read them. I'll tell you all about it. After that, we'll bring you League of Extraordinary Nigerians, and then we'll bring you Eyewitness. On the big hard fact, there's this story I saw online. This woman who has raised her orphaned niece for years, but now she's about to get married. Well, she's not about to get married. She's dating somebody, and she thinks that it's one of those relationships that could lead to marriage. And she's saying that, the man that she would like to spend the rest of her life with says to her, you cannot bring your your niece into my home. So she's torn between taking her relationship to the next level and keeping her niece. And I want to hear what you think about it at 5 o'clock, 5 p.m. We don't just do current affairs on hard facts. We also do human interest stories, because there's a bit of us, all of us, in some of the stories that happen to other people. So when we take a look at their lives, we learn a few lessons for ourselves. Or not, but at least we have a great conversation. So there's something for everyone here on Hard Facts, which is why 1 million Lagosians cannot be wrong. Expect news, business and sports at the top of the hour, every hour. But let's get started with today's Big Three, Lagos. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili and these are your Hard Facts.
To 9.3 Nigeria Info.
Does Nigerian society overvalue wealth? It's 9 minutes now past 3 o'clock. Does Nigerian society overvalue wealth? Should federal workers be required to get vaccinated before coming to the office? And does the e-call-up system stand a chance if the stakeholders are against it? Those are your big three, Lagos. Let's talk. Our first story comes from the pulpit and social media, part of a sermon by Pastor Funke Felix Adejumo. It's gone viral online. And in the clip, Pastor Funke is advising believers to pick friends that are richer than they are. We're going to play that video for you if you're watching our live stream at the moment. Our live stream is Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook, Nigeria Info FM on YouTube. But if you cannot watch, well, listen to what she said.
Joseph befriended wealthy prisoners. Butler, baker connected prisoners, even in the prison. Some of you are the best person in your group. Wake up. That group should expire tonight. You are the richest in the company, among your friends, when you sit on the table, you are the richest. That relationship has expired. Move on. Befriend wealthy mentors. You may not like their nose. It doesn't matter. It's not nose you came to look at. It is what they are. You look like what you look at. I'm simplifying wealth to you. There's one man called Okewo. There's one man, Okoya, his wife. Whether she's the 15th wife, it's not my business. God has a way of saving them. I'm looking. See dignity. Jesus, see royalty. And we are lost in the church, clapping. All we do is we cause traffic jam every Sunday. A time is coming in this ministry when your reverend will come and say, we want to build so. And three of you will just come and say, Daddy, how much will it cost? For your sake, people will envy Reverend Olumide. It's not correct. I've been poor before. I know what it means. It's a bad thing. I hate poverty. Poverty is bad.
Anyway, this two-minute clip surfaced on social media and everyone has had one thing or the other to say about it. I want to know what you have to say about it. It sparked a hot debate. Some people agree with her. They say it makes sense to choose friends who reflect your personal aspirations because they will challenge you to do better. But others say that this is a flawed way to view relationships. They say that we shouldn't pick our friends based on who they are in society, especially because if everyone decides only to make friends with people richer than them, then those richer people that you want to make friends with will refuse to make friends with you because you are not as rich as them. Others are also saying that it's wrong to look at friendship from the angle of what can this person do for me. They think it encourages an attitude of exploitation, which we already see in our society. What I mean by that is, when you look at the way people see relationships, do you believe that there's too much of an emphasis on what you can get out of someone instead of what you bring to the table, or instead of just being friends for friendship's sake? Then there's also the angle of nobody knows tomorrow. So let's say that you only choose friends who are richer than you and you ignore people who are not, right? What happens when hard times hit your friends and good times hit those other people? Are you going to switch teams? So it's a debate. It's raging at the moment online, and I brought it to the radio so you can lend your voice as well. What do you think about Pastor Funke's words? 0700-993-993-993 for women. For men, 01 for men. That was 0700-993-993-993. That's for men. Then for women, 01465-7190. 01465-7190. I want to hear your thoughts. I think the cold has gotten to my brain, so I'm mixing up a lot of things. You can also send your thoughts to us via Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. If you're listening abroad, call into the show via Skype. Skype is Nigeria Info FM. Search for us on Skype, Nigeria Info FM, and give us a call. We'll connect you live on the show. And hey, of course, we've got WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Adeshewa is in Ikorodu. Thank you for calling us.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
This is Adeshewa from Ikorodu.
Good to have you on the show.
I don't know why my line is always cutting off whenever I'm calling you. I don't understand. Mm. Yesterday it cut off. This before yesterday. I don't understand.
Well, let's try today. Hopefully it doesn't.
Okay. Mm. I suppose so. See, what in this life, I believe poverty is a bad thing.
Okay.
You don't. We don't pray to be in poverty because it will let you go to our next thing.
Okay.
But it's not a yardstick for a relationship. Have you watched Coming to America before?
Yeah.
Yes. Do you know what Akin told Patricia Rabi when she noticed, she later noticed that she's the next heir to their mother? He said, "You love me for who I am, not what I am."
Mm.
So I was thinking, anything that has to do with relationship.
Ah, well, she predicted it, that it will cut. And here it is. It don't cut. We've got Emmanuel in Victoria Island. Emmanuel is a first-time caller. Hi, Emmanuel. Good to have you on the show.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Sandra.
Yes, welcome.
Yeah. Okay, in all honesty, I don't understand. Is it that it's now it seems to be poor or something? And who categorizes poverty? Because people act as if wealth is the only virtue, or in fact, is it even a virtue? I don't think so. So for me, that notion is very wrong. You don't go saying you only make friends with richer folks or rich folks. It really doesn't add up to me. I mean, the more reason the Bible said it's easier for the camel to pass through the eye of the needle for a rich man. So I don't get it. Our religious leaders are really not helping with these doctrines they push out. That's my contribution.
All right. Thank you very much for calling to contribute, Emmanuel. 99.3. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi. What's your name?
My name is Shadi.
Shadi, welcome.
Yeah, so the entire time I was listening to the clip, this was the first time I heard of this, my eyebrows, I think it had reached my hairline. Because I was like, a pastor said this? Like, it's unfortunate, really, that relationship, according to her, should be based on financial or what you can get out of it. Because that's not...
Oh, Shadi's line doesn't sound very clear. It looks like she's on the move, and so that's why it's not clear. Hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. We've got Fidelis on the line. Fidelis, how are you? Hello?
Yes. Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, Fidelis. Welcome.
Yeah. Sandra, you see, what she said is not as if it's bad.
Okay.
But I just wish she sees herself as a motivational speaker and not a pastor, because I don't think the founder, the person we imitate as Christians, most time you see he associates himself mostly with those who don't have, those who are in need. And I think if you see where the text mentioned Christians, the Bible said they sold their belongings and then brought it together and share it equally among themselves. So I'll agree with her on the basis that she's a motivational speaker instead of a pastor. But for that message to be coming from the pulpit, I think it is wrong. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, Fidelis. If you just joined the show, hello to you. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Our first story is from the pulpit and social media. It's part of a sermon by Pastor Funke Felix Adejumo. It went viral, and she was advising believers to pick friends who are richer than them, amongst other things. Here's what she said.
Joseph befriended wealthy prisoners. Butler, baker, connected prisoners. Even in the prison. Some of you, you are the best person in your group. Wake up. That group should expire tonight. You are the richest in the company, among your friends, when you sit on the table, you are the richest. You have that relationship has expired. Move on. Befriend wealthy mentors. You may not like their nose. It doesn't matter. It's not nose you came to look at. It is what they are. You look like what you look at. I'm simplifying wealth to you. There's one man called Okewu. There's one man, Okoya, his wife. Whether she's the 15th wife, it's not my business. God has a way of saving them. I'm looking. See dignity. Jesus, see royalty. And we are lost in the church clapping. All we do is we cause traffic jam every Sunday. A time is coming in this ministry when your reverend will come and say, we want to build so. And three of you will just come and say, Daddy, how much will it cost? For your sake, people will envy Reverend Olumide that your amen is not correct. I've been poor before, I know what it means. Is a bad thing. I hate poverty. Poverty is bad.
Pastor Funke Felix Adejumo there in a message that's gone viral now. And you know how Big Three is, you know, three of the biggest conversations of the day. Sometimes it's human interest stories like this one. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Hello?
Hello, I can hear you. Turn your radio off. Turn off your radio. What's your name?
Yeah, I'm Mr. Nwoye from Ikorodu.
Welcome, Mr. Nwoye.
Yeah. It's unfortunate that lady is just speaking that way.
Okay.
Probably because he has opportunity to the media. Joseph did not befriend rich prisoners. Joseph was a prisoner, and he was kept in the prison where the king kept his opposition people in Egypt. That was his level. And can that lady simply tell us what he did to get rich, so that we can learn from her? And the simple truth also remains that there will always be poor. That is what the Bible says. So poverty is not a crime. And it is unfortunate that our spiritual leaders are talking anyhow and anyhow. You should not compare Joseph with any other person because Joseph lived in a different way and he has a different mission. God bless you.
Thank you very much for calling. Meg is in command. Hello, Meg.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Very painful, very unfortunate for from the pulpit. It's very disheartening for such message to come from the pulpit. And this is why we always say that the church in Nigeria have failed God.
Hmm.
And that's why people are confused. When they are in the church, they don't know the basics. Let's both look at the life of our Lord Jesus Christ. What are the legacies he laid down? What is wealth? The Bible said that God, because he wants to enrich us, he became poor for us to be rich. That rich, is it money? Is it silver and gold only? It's unfortunate, it's painful for such a word. Yes, many people have been talking a lot about that woman. And it's very, very painful. And that is in that church that we look up to heaven. That is the rudiment, basics of the scripture.
Meg, unfortunately, your line is breaking up, so I have to let you go, but thank you for calling. We've got Ebuka, Biobele, who said, oh, incidentally, I've been watching Riona, and there's a character I like whose name is Biobele. But Biobele says, identify with rich people, ignore their source of income, Pastor Felix Adejumo. I respect this woman a lot, but it saddens my heart hearing this from her. Anyways, everyone gives account to God individually on Judgment Day. All right, Biobele. Thank you for your message. Was Jesus Christ a wealthy man on earth? Were Jesus' friends wealthy? Well, I mean, Matthew was a tax collector. I don't know. Are they wealthy? I don't know. Christianity is bounded around Jesus Christ. What's this woman saying? Jerry Musa is talking there on WhatsApp. We've got Taiwo from Alagbado on the line. Taiwo, we've got 1 minute, 30 seconds before we have to take a break. Taiwo, are you there?
Yeah, hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes. How are you doing?
Taiwo. Okay, Taiwo isn't ready. Let's talk to Kende then. Kende is calling us from the abroad. Kende, we've got 1 minute, 30 seconds.
Yeah, I just want to say this is what happens when you take the Bible out of context.
Okay.
You know, the gospel actually is meant to be good news. But unfortunately, they have turned the gospel to something depressing news for people nowadays. One of the things I have come to learn is that from a certain book I read about personality ethics and character ethics.
Okay.
Personality ethics is what this lady is focusing on.
Okay.
Which are not the foundational principles for effective living.
Mm.
The foundational principles for effective living are quite different from what she's talking about wealth.
Mm.
When you value relationship, when you value integrity, you value honesty, regardless of whether you are poor or rich, you can never substitute that for any other thing in life. Well, I have just 1 minute. Let me just stop there because All right.
Thank you for calling. You can call again after the break. Lagos, thank you so much for being a part of the first story on today's Big Three. We have so much more coming up. The federal government's vaccine mandate will kick in on December 1st, for instance. And we're also going to talk about someone who broke the gate of the call-up system at Apapa Port with a tractor. All of that, so much more coming up. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away.
95.3 Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. It's 5:31 right now. The federal government's vaccine mandate will kick in on December 1st. That's our second story. This mandate will only apply to federal government workers, not Nigerians in general. From December, they won't be allowed to come to work at federal offices without proof of vaccination or a negative COVID-19 test. The SGF boss Mustafa says that this policy will stop people from turning federal offices into super spreader locations. The Nigerian Medical Association has also approved the plan. So has the NPHCDA. The Joint Health Sector Union has also approved it in principle. But they are concerned about whether there's enough time and enough doses to get every federal worker vaccinated by the end of November. Now, as of 2015... Right? As of 2015, yeah, there were 89,000 federal civil servants. So let's assume that by the time you add other federal public servants like parastatal workers and security personnel, and by the time you allow for increase in staff size over 6 years, let's say that all in all, there are maybe 150,000 affected federal workers. Nigeria should have enough vaccines in stock for all of them right now if they are prioritized. So it's just a question of time. Now, there are 33 working days between now and the end of November. So even if you assume that no federal worker has been vaccinated yet, NPHCDA would need to vaccinate about 4,500 of them a day to cover 150,000 people. That's an average of like 123 per state per day. Easily done, Abi? Right? But the question is the federal government making the plans to get this done and to make the vaccines and the healthcare workers available for every federal worker? Or are they simply setting this deadline and hoping for the best? What do you think? What do you think about this mandate from the federal government for federal government workers only? So you can either be vaccinated and come to work, or you come to work with a negative COVID-19 test that is 72 hours old. Yes, you can still talk about the first story, but you can also talk about this one. 01465-7190 for women. For men, 0700-993-993-993. We've got WhatsApp, 080-959-75805. Nonye is on the line. Nonye is in Lekki. Hello, Nonye. Hello. Hello. Doesn't look like she's still there. 99.3. Good to have you on the show. What's your name? Hello. Turn your radio off, please.
My name is Victor.
Welcome, Victor. Welcome, Victor.
Yeah. Please, I want to talk about that pastor.
Okay.
You see, this world, I don't know where I'm going now, because people do not believe in God again. Because if someone believes in God, we never, you know, saying is people about money, rich, he will teach them about the word of God. But now, our preachers receive what they will teach us and begin to teach us about wealth. I tell you what I said.
Okay.
It's very bad for Nigerian preachers. They're only looking for money. Some of them are only looking for money. They're not looking for God's way. They're not looking for how person make heaven in that language. So that woman is very, very wrong to be preaching like that. That's my own opinion.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling to share it. We've got Taye on the line. Taye, how are you?
I'm fine. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Where are you joining us from?
From Finland.
Okay. Yeah. Good to have you on the show. Go ahead.
Actually, for me, I'm not really surprised about the woman, because there was an issue like that some time ago about she raising $1 million everywhere. So I'm not going to judge her for what she said. But what is more even pathetic to me is the people that were listening.
Okay.
And when she says such things and they say, hey, hey, as if she has strung some revelation from the Bible like that.
Hmm.
It shows how acute our reasoning is in Nigeria. We are so materialistic, and it shows that we all go to church, most of us go to church just to be materialistic. We don't really seek God for ourselves, and that's why this kind of message will flow and nobody will question her in that church immediately. So I think we Nigerians, we need to start reasoning and thinking. When somebody say a word, before we begin to shout, we must first of all process it in our mind before we now act it out. I pray many people will change, but I know it will still happen again in another 5 years or 2 years. So it's just a recurring issue.
All
anyway,
right.
It is well with us.
Taye, thank you for calling us. Chidima is on the line. Hi, Chidima.
Hello. Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Hello. Welcome.
Yeah. Please, how do I register online for COVID-19?
Go to, hold on, let me, I have the link here with me. Do you have a pen and paper?
Yes, I have the paper and biro with me.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. So what you do is you go to, hold on.
Okay.
All right, so you go to https.
Okay.
Slash.
Forward slash.
Yes, forward slash, two forward slash.
Yes.
NP, that's N for Nigeria, P for period, okay. H okay. for hotel, C.
Now, please take it again. N for Nigeria, P for period.
Yes. H for.
The next figure.
Yes, the next letter, H for hungry.
Okay.
C for cat.
D?
C for cat. Pussy cat.
Okay,
C.
Cat. Uh-huh. Okay.
D for doctor.
Okay.
A for angel.
Okay.
Dot vaccination.
Okay.
Dot G-O-V.
Dot G?
O-V.
O-V, okay.
Uh-huh. Dot N-G.
That's NG.
Call it back to me so I'll make sure you have it.
Let me just leave HTTPS.
Mm-hmm.
NP.
Mm-hmm.
HP.
No, NP, HC.
NP,
uh-huh.
HC.
Uh-huh.
D,
uh-huh.
A,
uh-huh.
Dot,
uh-huh.
Vaccination.
Uh-huh.
Dot gov.
Uh-huh.
Dot NG.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Mm.
So once I get to this website, I will see.
You see, yes, you see a form. They'll ask you to write your name, write your surname, write your okay. email, write your street, write the health center you want to collect it at. They'll show you the health centers near your local government area and your okay. ward, if you know your ward. They do it according okay. to ward.
Okay.
Mm.
Thank you. I'm grateful.
No problem. You're welcome. We've got Chris in Ajo, who's a first-time caller. Hi, Chris.
Yeah, Chris from Ajah.
Welcome. You're live on the show now. You're talking to Sandra. Go ahead.
Okay, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I want to speak about the pastor.
Yes.
My name is Pastor Adejumo, right?
Mm-hmm.
You remember one time, some years back, the woman said, to give offering, you must use to sow a seed. You sow the seed in dollars.
Okay.
You remember? It was her.
Okay.
Same high again coming up with this. You see why youths don't believe in working. They believe in fast money. I live in Aja. Behold, there is a particular estate. If they tell you, 90% of people living in that estate are internet four stars. Truly speaking, imagine a representative of Christ or God preaching, saying, if you want to make friends to only rich people. Could you imagine? So what are you trying to put down? So if you are not rich, so it's better, if you like, do ritual and make money, then come to the church, donate any amount. The pastor won't ask you, society won't ask you, how did you make your money? To me, that is highly misleading. And secondly, about from December 1st, if you are not vaccinated, you won't work, right?
Mm-hmm. Federal government workers. If you're not vaccinated, you can't come into federal government offices.
Okay, I am a businessman.
Okay.
And I do travel out to get my goods.
Okay.
But thank God, ever since this thing has started, I've not traveled.
Okay.
I do my thing via email.
Okay.
Transfer money, get my goods via air or via ship.
Okay.
If I need it on time via air. I vowed before I would take it is after 3 years, because nothing has proved to me, others probably they have, but to me, if you are vaccinated, if it will prevent you from you not being contacted with that COVID-19.
Okay.
So you taking it is for what? They say it's to prevent you. So that does it boost immune? No. It's just like you taking it in order to, I don't know, in order for you not to spread.
No, it boosts your immunity. If you take it, your chances of getting it are significantly reduced. You could still get it, but you have a higher chance of not getting it than getting it.
A scientist told me, I listened to a program, told me that what's the other essential award? This GlaxoSmithKline. This is the first time they are producing a vaccine stuff. Why a company whereby they have not produced a vaccine before and they were allowed to produce that for the first time? Don't you see there's all these things are just political games.
Okay.
To me, I will not, and now they are saying the third jab is out. Before you know, believe me, one name wine on the radio. 2 years, but to me, I won't take any vaccine. And before I could take it, if it is proven that if you take it, okay. People, do you know that this, the owner of those companies, they tell you if after 2 years, if anything should happen to anybody, you can't hold them responsible.
Yes, but you can hold your government responsible.
You can hold which government? Nigerian government?
No, hold on. So you can't hold them responsible because your government has taken the responsibility off of those companies and taken it upon themselves.
That if anything should happen to you with Nigerian government, can you hold your Nigerian government responsible?
That's a different conversation entirely.
No,
but as it stands, no, Chris, you either want to have a conversation or you just want to shout over me.
No, I'm not. Mm-hmm.
So there are a couple of things you've said that is not true. AstraZeneca has produced vaccines before. It's not true that they've never made vaccines before.
All of them
have made vaccines. Is it Pfizer that doesn't make vaccine? Almost all the vaccines in Nigeria are from Pfizer. A lot of the vaccines in Nigeria are from Pfizer.
I wish I have your number. I will send you a link on it. Via Zoom, I listened to it and I dubbed it. The professors of science from Unibadan, the show was anchored by Sonny Irabo. That was like last month ago. I record and they were saying, the main man, Sonny Irabo, was even confused about the whole thing after him hearing when professors as elaborate the reasons why these vaccines are not vaccines that you produce. If anything happens to you later, you can't hold them.
I'd love to continue this conversation with you, but we've been talking for 5 minutes.
We've been
talking for 5 minutes, and that's not fair to the other people who want to join this conversation. But let's leave it at that. I will say this to you. There's nothing that's going to happen to you in 2 years. 2 years from now, we're all going to be here. Last year, everybody was saying that 5G was the reason we had COVID-19. Where are all those people? Shebi, they're all hiding their faces in shame right now. Some of them have moved on to new conspiracy theories, Abby. That's number one. That someone is a professor doesn't mean the person is not that somebody is a professor of a certain field does not absolve them of being married to conspiracy theories. That somebody says to you, oh, we don't know what was in this, we don't know how they made this, and blah, blah, blah. It just says to you that they've not bent down to look at the literature, because the literature is out there. If you bend down and read the actual work of the scientists who produced these vaccines, I'm not talking about the summary that has been written by other people of what they did. I'm talking about the work that they put out themselves. You see for yourself that, okay, well, this makes sense. So number one, AstraZeneca has made vaccines before. Pfizer has made vaccines before, and they've worked on this one, and this one is safe by the accounts of all of the certified scientists who are peer-reviewed. You know what it needs to be peer-reviewed, right? For those of you who are science students, even art students, Seth, if you are producing a dissertation, for instance, before your work can be cited as a work of literature, your peers need to put to test the theories that you have written there, right? And they need to reach the same conclusions that you have put down on paper. And then they'll say, yes, this person was right when he said, or she was right when she said, that so-and-so works in so-and-so way. So that's how it works. For science, it is even more strict. It's even more stringent. because all of the formulas that you have written down that that helped you get to a particular result, other scientists that don't know you will put your theory to the test, and then they have to arrive at the same results that you arrived at, or they'll be like, well, you don't know what you're talking about, or well, it is right, this is correct. You know, if there are scientists who are listening, they're probably nodding at the moment because they're like, yeah, she knows what she's talking about. So again, I would say do your own research, but I know that a lot of your own research is Facebook and WhatsApp, so I wouldn't say do your own research. I would say to you that you should take the vaccine. It will save your life. It will make sure that you don't, it will significantly reduce your chances of getting the virus. If you do get the virus, it reduces your chances significantly of going into the hospital. Someone gave a very great example the other day. The reason you wear seatbelts when you're in a car, when you're driving, is to keep you safe when there's an accident. It doesn't mean that you will not get into an accident. It also doesn't mean that if you get into an accident, you may not die. But if you are wearing your seatbelt and you do get into an accident, it significantly reduces your chances of getting seriously injured or dying. So I hope that helps. I don't know who that will help, but I hope it helps. We'll take one more call and then we'll move on to our final story. Hello. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
Yeah, this is Alaja calling.
Welcome.
I supported the government. If you don't have a valid COVID-19 certificate or whatever, you should not allow them to enter the working place because they will infect some people.
Okay.
You know, I don't know what's wrong with our people. If you don't want to take the vaccine, fine. But don't discourage others. Last year, during the pandemic, I nearly go mad. Okay. Because I lost so many people in England that they are health workers.
Oh.
Any day I woke up, if I call London, they will tell me we lost two people yesterday. That are my friends.
Oh,
and people are still saying this thing was not real. So if you don't have a certificate and you don't want to take the vaccine, let them go home and sit down. Good day.
Good day, Alhaja. Thank you for calling. Someone broke the gate of the call-up system at Apapa Port with a tractor. That's our third story. And the authorities say that it wasn't an accident. They say that it was sabotage. They are accusing the touts who used to make money at the port of sending the tractor driver to break the gate. Let me explain. Before the call-up system, there was a lot of congestion on the roads in the port complex. The congestion made it hard to get cargo in and out. And that's how the touts were making their money. But with the call-up system, the gate opens electronically if you have the right passcode on the app. On paper, this should allow the authorities to decongest the port by only letting trucks in when it's their turn. But now, a tractor, a caterpillar, crashed into the gate and destroyed it. The driver said that it was an accident because his brakes failed. But eyewitnesses and video evidence is suggesting that he was in control of the vehicle when it hit the gate. He's under arrest and the authorities are accusing him of collusion with players in the port who want the call-up system gone. Now, you hear stories like this all the time. Someone brings an innovation that is supposed to solve some policy problem, and then the innovation gets allegedly sabotaged by stakeholders who were benefiting from the bad system. So, for example, back in the days of Nigeria Airways, I don't know how many of you remember this story, there was a big problem with double booking of tickets. Do you remember? So the government bought computers to switch over to electronic ticketing. And then one day, the computers all caught fire. Mysteriously. Is that what's happened now at Apapa Port to the call-up system? And how do we handle situations like this? If there's an innovation that needs to be introduced, but this innovation is probably going to prevent vested interests from collecting bribes or rent-seeking or other corrupt activities, there should be an expectation of pushback. So how do you prevent the pushback? What do you think of this destruction of the call up system gate? Lagos, call me on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Also 0700-993-993-993. We'll try and take two calls, and then we'll move on to social media. We've got lots of comments on WhatsApp. I'd love to take the comments on WhatsApp and then also on Facebook. We've got three stories. Which ones do you want to talk about? 99.3. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome back. What's your name?
Yes, this is Shadi.
Hi, Shadi.
On the second note, the guy was trying to say Moderna, even though it doesn't have any Moderna. That's the only vaccine they're producing because it's a new company, but it doesn't really make any difference.
Mm.
So, but back to the government.
Okay.
I don't think they should mandate vaccine yet.
Okay.
Because we don't have enough. It's my opinion. We're not producing. We're still asking people to give us. I don't think we have enough to cover. Or let me say, I don't think we have enough to cover, you know, anyone that, if we now add the federal civil servants and the rest of the citizenry by December 1st.
No, actually, they have enough. They have enough to cover federal civil servants. And they have enough to cover federal civil servants, and the mandate right now is just for federal civil servants. So you either take the vaccine or you have a COVID-19 test every 3 days,
yes,
and you make sure that it's negative.
Well, if they haven't enough, then of course. I didn't think they had enough because our numbers are still.
They don't have enough for the whole country, but they have enough to cover a vaccine mandate for federal civil servants.
Objection to that one then. That one objection was not having enough.
Yeah.
So no objection to that.
No, they have. Yes. Yeah.
And then for the pop-up port, all I can say is I don't know how they would have prevented this from happening because people would always do, I don't know how to say, they always want to protect their own interests. And they felt like, you know, so even if they had called them to the table, I'm sure they did, you know, talk about it and maybe give them something else to do that will prevent them. But We are already seeing millions, and now they're telling you to see thousands. Nah, you're going to have to do what you want to do. It's not the right thing, but I'm not surprised they did what they did in trying to sabotage the call-up system. Terrible. But we are who we are.
We are who we are, she says. We've got Uti in VGC. Uti's not there anymore. All right. We've got Wendy Furo Green who says, Sandra, I will not take this vaccine for any reason. And that's fine. That's your right to not take it. But it's also my right to not want to be infected by you for refusing to take it, which is why I'm glad that the federal government and some states' governments are doing some things which include vaccine mandates for certain places. So if you're not going to take it, that's fine. Do what other people who refuse to take the vaccine do, which is stay in your house. Huh? Don't come out and infect the rest of us. Steve O'Ferris says, I pity those who listen to these types of prosperity teachers who call themselves men or women of God. She should be told that it's the wisdom of Joseph and special gifts that attracted rich people to him, not the other way around. All right, Lagos, we'll take a break. When we come back from this break, we'll take your thoughts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Let's take a look at WhatsApp. We've got, why is it that anybody opposing this vaccine, you and government take it as a crime? You can't force someone to take Panadol. Well, we're not forcing you. We're just saying, you know, go over there and not take it. Don't come into the room and infect everybody. It's simple, really. More messages here. I'm Reverend Samuel from Apapa. I am ashamed of that lady's message. It tells about her big name, but little or no knowledge. She even ignores polygamy in the quest for money. Joseph simply met fellow prisoners, not wealthy friends. It's unfortunate. Please use the words of some pastors, not all pastors. Thank you. All right. Mr. B says, normally I don't sit under spiritual authority of women. They have every tendency to lead astray. They did that at the Garden of Eden. She was all fleshy in the sermon. Okay. Misogyny, don't enter that one too. Wonderful. Another message here. I think Reverend Adejumo overemphasized the leaving your friend. What she was trying to say is that you are the circle of who you flock with. Nobody knows tomorrow. I hope the vaccines will be adequate before December 1 federal government rule starts. Well, we have a lot of vaccines. We don't have enough for everyone, but we have a lot of vaccines in the country at the moment, and even more are coming in. Mackie Lagos says, Sandra, that woman preacher is misrepresenting God and Christ and that pulpit she's speaking from. All right, that's all the time we have. Let's bring you business news. After the business news, we'll bring you League of Extraordinary Nigerians. Don't forget, at 5 o'clock, we have a conversation about a woman who wants to get married, but the man she's with doesn't want her to come along with her niece, whom she's taking care of for a long time. 5 o'clock.